Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, the Rock Against Homelessness annual fundraiser returns for its ninth year on Sunday, May 26th in Dublin's Three Olympia Theatre, headlined by Grammy Award winner Corinne Bailey-Ray. And back in September, James Flanagan talked to Jen about his own experience of homelessness as a toddler and dropping out of school before the junior cert. Now he's an electrician, getting on with making the most of his life, and he's also a LEAP ambassador with Focus Ireland, helping others in homelessness to see what they have in a future. And he's joining me here in studio. Hi James, how are you today?
Good, you?
I'm going to put you into the microphone here now. We were having a chat beforehand and I forgot to set all this stuff up, but we're good to go. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
No problem, thank you.
James, can you please take us right back and explain the feelings and a look back at that time when you were homeless, when you were so young?
So it started around, obviously, as you know, as when I was about 3 to 4 years of age, and we were sleeping rough, like me and my mother on the streets and in and out of cars and in and out of hostels. And then eventually we got into Focus Ireland and we actually had a foundation to actually build our life up, and we got a house. And now recently we just moved into an actual like council house. So we've now have our forever home. So,
oh my God, amazing. Congratulations. That must be such a great feeling for you and your mum. Yeah, after all these years. Your mom as well, she was homeless too when she was young. Was she able to help you avoid some of the traps that she fell into herself?
Yeah, so she's the main reason who I am today, like with not taking drugs, not smoking, not drinking, because she explained to me the situation between why people take it and why you shouldn't take it. Mm-hmm. She, like, most people get explained what's the bad of it and that's it. They don't get explained why are people taking it. Is it for mental health? Is it for a disability? And when you learn that and realise, well, I don't have that type of situation, I don't have that mental health, I don't have that disability, then you won't take it. But most people just take it in case they have it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a life lesson as well. And it's something that you probably had a conversation with you while you were quite young.
Yeah.
To make sure. You were talking to Jen before about CMS Learning Centre and the Liberties Training Centre and how you found your way to your future there. How did that happen?
So it happened when I was about 15 years of age. I left school because I felt like it wasn't for me. I felt like most of it in Focus Ireland in the news station, I say it failed me, kind of, because I was sitting at the back of the class or I was even sitting at the front and I wasn't getting recognised. The teacher wasn't listening. I was asking questions about my life and they couldn't answer them. And when the person you put the trust in to build your career and build your life up and they can't even answer questions like that, a simple question like, what job is this, or what tax can I pay, or something that you need, or how do I pay my house bills, this, that. And they can't explain it. They just go off by the book. So when I left and I just couldn't go back to mainstream, like obviously I was young, so I was nearly crying not to go back. Like it was traumatizing nearly to go to school. So eventually a school counselor came and showed me CMS Learning Center that's near Oliver Bond. And when I walked in there, it looked totally different. It was like one classroom, kind of. The whole school was like just one classroom. And the teachers didn't look like teachers. They were just walking around making cups of tea, sitting down. So, and they give you cups of tea. Like, I've never walked into a school and they hand you a cup of tea. So it was really good. And they taught me about everything. They taught me skills that would help me in my career, not skills that'll help me in my junior sort. It was mainly, I still got my junior sort, still got higher merits, but I also got life lessons that brought me who I am today.
And look, you really grabbed the chance when it came your way. You grabbed it with both hands. Do you think that there are a lot of kids that fall through the cracks when there aren't enough services out there, when they're like you and they're sitting in school and they just don't want to go in because they just don't feel that it's actually serving them properly?
Yeah, definitely they do, because like from experience with the students that were in my school in learning in the learning centre, CMS, and also on mainstream, most of the mainstream students I've seen, sadly, I've seen them on the streets selling. And it's so sad because they've had the sense of trust to the education system that will help them get out of that. And it never did. It put them in a worse situation because they didn't know what to do, or they fell through the cracks of depression or whatever's happening at home, and the teachers couldn't help them. But with CMS Learning Centre, you could talk about the depression, you could talk about what's going on at home, you could even stay in the school for longer. So when I saw these kids that were coming from like getting beat up, constantly arrested every day, like coming to school in a Garda van, and they're a totally different person when they're in the school, they're actually sitting there listening, and the outside world is not there. It's just education, and you can see them. And now today, they're all electricians making up to 700 a week, and they wouldn't think that. And I'm so glad that we have something like that.
It is amazing. And that's what you're doing now as well, yeah. isn't it? That must be fantastic too, that you have this amazing career and like everybody needs a Sparky. They're always looking for someone to help in their home, aren't they? You said at the very beginning of this that you and your mom now have your forever home. Like, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like it's so weird because looking back on my life and seeing that all the struggles that we went through and all the torment and torture, it was like, how did we get this far? How did we get to where we are now? And when I got that forever home and saw it, I could see that I could build a whole future. My future just expanded. My eyes expanded to what I could do, like my capabilities. So,
James, like it is, it's the least you deserve as well. And I know you know that. But it is just so amazing that there's stuff that like I would have taken for granted, you know, because I have a home when I was growing up and that my career can build off the back of that. And it is just so amazing that you saw that opportunity and said, no, now I've got my home and now I'm going to make sure that the rest of my life falls into place so that I can have a great life. How important is it for people who are homeless and they have a feeling that there's no way out of this? Like there is a feeling to a better life.
There is. See, with the... the way the situation going on in Ireland, people don't feel like they're being treated. They don't feel like their needs are being met. So when they're on the streets, you don't see people going on the streets, like especially government officials. They're not going on the streets stopping a homeless person and going, why are you on the streets? What happened to you? What's your situation? They're just going, oh, we'll give a bit of money extra for this and that, or put you in more hostels. That's not going to help. It's just going to keep them in the same situation, the same mentality. And when you have people like Focus Ireland and other charities, they can actually help. They speak, listen to their situations, listen to their problems and can actually fix them. Unlike just brushing them off to the side and just saying, well, you'll be good for the media to say that we're helping even though we're not. Because you can see clearly they're not.
It's honestly like every situation in life, though, like you're never going to sort anything out until you get to the root cause and the root problem to why people are there. I did mention that you're doing a bit of work at Focus Ireland. You've mentioned them loads in this as well, including getting out there and encouraging homeless people to register to vote and be a part of changing Ireland. This is so important to you.
Yeah, so the voting referendum, I feel like younger people should vote more because looking at the old voting, there was only 1.5 million people voted in total from both sides, even though there's over 7 million people in Ireland. If everyone voted that time, they could have got what they needed, could have got what they wanted. So, like, the up-and-coming votes, I don't know how many people are going to vote because a lot of people don't know how to vote. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple. You just go on the voting referendum online and it takes 2 minutes and you just set up your thing. All you need is your PPS number and that's it. And you can vote and straight away.
That's the only way we can make changes if we're actually involved in the conversation. Exactly. What do you think about Rock Against Homelessness? Like, what kind of music are you into?
So, see, the way I grew up, I kind of, like, merged into, like, rap and stuff like that. I never really listened to rock. Obviously, most family do, but I kind of mixed into that the way I grew up. And but I never obviously took the influence of what they're saying. It was just some parts reminisced on my life of what I was going through. So, what they're doing now for the homeless again, or Rock Against Homelessness, I think it's amazing. They're putting the younger people towards homelessness. They're putting a big spotlight on homelessness for the younger generation. Because the younger generation, when they go to a concert, the last thing they're going to hear about is homelessness.
Yeah.
So now that they have that chance and opportunity to hear about it, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, and it's so important to have like opportunities like this to raise money for people who are on the streets and for Focus Ireland who can help people out. James Flanagan, thank you so much for coming in again with us today. We really appreciate your time. Rock Against Homelessness that we were just talking about there is on Sunday, May 26th, 2024. Corinne Bailey, Amy Toshin and loads more. Tickets and more information are available on Ticketmaster. James, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.